Okay, this is Winfried with Don Newsome on another episode of the Don and Win Show. This is May 5th, 2007, and this is the show that we create together as a team. Don, myself, and you guys, if you want to participate. Don, are you there?
I am. It's a pleasure to be here. Can you hear me okay? Well, let's turn that up.
Hello, Don.
Hi, Wynn. How are you today?
Where are you, Don? You there?
I'm here. Over and out. Roger.
This is one of those rare shows where Don is not going to have an apology at the very beginning of the show. Am I right, Don?
Are you? Well, are you? Do you feel right? Do you feel right, punk? Well, do you?
Do you have an apology for us tonight, Don?
Of course.
One thing is, I don't hear you very loud. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Are you coming out loud in the air, even though you're not very loud?
Actually, I was just keeping your voice as low as I could, possibly.
Would you like me to move my microphone further from my mouth?
No, you're actually at a pretty good volume now, I think.
Because it didn't change anything. Talk to me, Don. Don?
You win.
Hello? I hear you. Good.
Well, tell me something, Win.
Yes, Don. By the way, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, this is Metaphysical Dysfunctional Talk Radio.
At its best. At its very best.
And we don't know what's going to happen. We always wing it. And by winging it, you're winging it with us. So there's an adventure. Some call it Zen. Some call it Idiocy. And some call it funny. But nonetheless, we hope it's our best shot at being entertaining. So, what are we going to do tonight, Don? We have to pull in from the ethers something to do. We have to create it from nothing, a reason to be here.
Well, I thought I did that earlier when we spoke.
You said you're going to channel Seth?
No, I said that... you know, you didn't believe that you could channel Seth. And I said, you know, I think you can. And I said, I could make that happen for you if you really want to channel Seth. I think I snapped my fingers, you could actually, Seth would get on. And you'd be quite surprised. And I think that's a fact. Would you like to try?
Well, I'm not a channel, but you can do whatever you like. Snap your fingers.
All right. And now, you remember that I did speak the truth. Okay, are you ready? Are you in the right, you know, frame of mind?
I'm not a channel. But
well, no, you know, it all depends, doesn't it? All right. Now, just kind of hum for a second. Hum. Just do it, but loudly.
Hum.
Hi, this is Seth.
Hum. So is Seth here?
Yes, you're channeling him right now. Well, what would you like to
do? Well, what does Seth have to tell us?
Well, Seth wants to tell you about BBS Networks Incorporated.
Pardon me?
Seth wants to tell you about BBSRadio.com.
Speak up now, Seth.
Seth wants to tell you all about BBS Radio.
Okay, tell us about BBS Radio, Seth.
Well, I've recently been in contact with Don, and he's employed me to help him. He's channeling me to help him make the website and the programming even better.
This is Seth, who Don keeps sending emails about, right?
Yeah.
Saying how good you are, and how grateful he is to have some assistance.
The one and only.
Well... very good. I am glad somebody is there who Don is paying enough that will laugh at his jokes.
Not
see what
his.
I mean? You know, you are overpaid, right?
Nope, not at all.
Not at all, good. Well, Don said I was going to channel Seth. I guess, really, it meant that Seth was going to be on our channel.
It's right? A subtle twist, but yeah.
All right, Seth. This, of course, for those of you that are listening, this is not the Jane Roberts Seth. This is Seth, who is Don's assistant. Seth, tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself to the Don and Wynn Show.
Well, hello, Don Wynn Show listening audience. My name is Seth Hendrick, and I'm a student at the local university here studying engineering and statistics. And I'm just started up at the radio station full-time this next week.
That's the radio station? You mean the internet radio station?
The internet radio station.
Right. Otherwise known as BBS Radio.
BBS Radio. Sending our signal down the tubes.
Around the world.
Absolutely.
Seth, has this been your first time on the air?
Yeah, first time on a show.
On any show?
Well, we took over the late night stream sometime this afternoon and set up a Pal Talk stream. But yeah, otherwise, first time on a real live scheduled show.
Now, Seth, are you metaphysical?
Aren't we all?
Of course we all are, but many of us don't know it, particularly young college students.
Well, as to how awakened I am, if you can really measure that, I would say not really. But my mind is wide open.
I believe that. But you're exposing yourself to a lot of new things as a result of BBS Radio, right?
Oh, it's been amazing, and yes.
What is the most amazing thing you've learned listening to BBS Radio?
Man, I don't know. I've been hit with so much in such a brief amount of time. I'm still taking it all in.
So, do you believe in flying saucers at this point?
I believe there are unidentified flying objects.
And do you believe in spirits on the other side?
Well, I guess do I believe in spirits on the other side per se? No. Do I believe in the unknown? Absolutely.
Do you think there's something called God?
I believe there's something that can be called God. I believe in a creator.
In a creator.
Hmm?
I'm putting you on the line, you know. I'm raking you over the coals. I'm making you answer very difficult questions publicly.
You know,
I'll
stick to
you. You're not prepared.
Absolutely not, but I love it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So, what are some of your favorite shows on BBS Radio Network?
Well, I love What's Ailing America. I've really been paying attention to her.
Who is it?
Dr. Carly. Dr. Rebecca Carly, I think.
What's Ailing America?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see, I'm so glad I'm asking you this question, because when I ask this to Don, he says, what shows? Do we have shows on BBS Radio? Finally, somebody's paying attention. How Don's not listening to me now?
I don't know where he
is. Don, are you listening? Okay. Forget I said that. Seth, tell me what Ailing America is about. Is that kind of a political show?
Yeah, it actually is, more so than I thought it would be. Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Carly, she's a medical doctor, and she is a court-certified expert in vaccine-induced disease. And that's...
In vaccine...
I think it's...
Induced... What?
Vaccine-induced disease, I believe. I'm not sure what...
Vaccine-induced disease, I see. In other words, like, somebody gets a vaccine and they get a disease.
Correct.
Okay.
She's called vaccines the true or real weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And so the real shame is that I haven't had a lot of time to listen to her show. I'm usually in the middle of three different things, but I'd really like to. And I catch what I can, but it's only so many years.
Okay, give me another good show.
Another good show, okay.
Oh, let's just tell people when that show is on, those who are listening.
Let's see, when is that? I actually don't remember.
You don't remember?
Off the top of my head, no, but I've got the schedule right in front of me.
So it's on the BBS homepage, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And what's another good show?
See, I think it's Free Energy Now. I got the tail end of it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a show about just that, Free Energy Now. I think it's Alan Sterling. And he talks about alternative energy ideas and what's on the market now. And he's been part of the New Energy Congress. And I think they've got a website at newenergycongress.net, but I'm not 100% sure about that. And that really appeals to my technical side of myself.
Seth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I've got more volume on you. I couldn't hear you. Now, what is Don doing now? Is he going to be on the show, or is he just turning it over to you?
Oh, no, I think Don will be back soon enough. He's ready for you if you want to talk to him. You want to stop channeling the Seth.
No. I just want to know. Just trying to gauge everything. did Don tell you about me? Do you know anything about me?
He said you were a beautiful person.
Oh, jeez. He says that about everyone.
And he means it, too.
I know it. But I don't know if he has good discernment. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
I would.
His mother likes him.
So I've heard. Didn't she call in a week before last?
She does. In fact, his mother is absolutely beautiful. What? She is an angel. And he is blessed to have Hildy as a mother. I'm blessed. She's adopted me. Kind of as her son outlaw.
I'm looking forward to meeting her, or at least talking to her.
Well, you are talking to her right now, because she is our biggest number one fan.
Well, hello. Hello, Don's mother.
There we go. And Hildy, I'm glad Don has got a nice young man to help him out, so he's a little more relaxed and a little less crazy. So what else did you hear about me except that I was a beautiful guy?
You're a beautiful guy. You're very intelligent. He emphasized that quite a bit.
He did? He said that?
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand why he said that. And what else?
That's about it. He's only spoken a little bit about you.
I mean, he speaks to me all the time about you.
Well, what does he say about me?
I don't want to say it on the air.
I think we can rig a sensor button up here.
No, he said he is delighted with you, actually.
That's good to hear. Makes me feel very positive.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are on the leading edge of BBS Radio, which Don's vision is to be the biggest source of alternative radio on the Internet, bringing people news of things that they won't hear about on their regular public, commercial media stations, and bringing spiritual revelations and people that do far-out things and connect with unusual phenomena. What's the most unusual phenomena you've heard of on BBS Radio thus far?
Unusual phenomena. Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he told me some interesting things about Dr. Bell.
Dr. Bell?
Dr. Bell.
What do you say?
Well, you know,
Dr. Bell's listening to our show, so be careful.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. Dr. Bell, also one of our biggest fans. Like to stay in his good graces.
Mm-hmm.
He just said that he was a far-out guy, into some trippy things. He walks his talk, and he's a really amazing guy.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason but Don and I got together originally, he didn't tell you that, did he?
No.
He said that I had the most far-out story he had ever heard in his life. And he invited me to tell my story on BBS, and I was one of the first people to go on BBS radio and tell my story. And what I did was I stayed home, and I just told my story into a tape recorder, and I sent the cassette tape to Don, and he put it on the air. And then he said, "Well, that was so good. Why don't you do a weekly show?" And I said, "I don't know what I'm going to do on a weekly show, Don." And then Don and I started talking to each other, and we'd have these creative conversations. And I said, "Don, why don't we just record our conversations and put them on, and we'll call it the Don and Wynn Show." And he thought that was a good idea. So the next time we spoke, I ran my tape recorder, and I put the tape in the mail, and Don got it and put it on the air. And that was the beginning of the Don and Wynn Show.
I like it.
But really, my story is still far out, and I'm still in the middle of living my story. And I happen to be in communication to these huge intelligences in other dimensions. And they talk to me. They talk to me through personal relationships. And I get to ask them questions, and they give me answers. And over a period of time, they've proven that they're real and that they're very important to us, and that there's something that they explain that most people don't do, or a large part of the population doesn't do, that is really important to do. And so that's become part of my mission to do that. And you should look up some of my websites and you'll see.
Well, I'd like to catch the archives, but I'll certainly follow up your websites.
Yeah. What religion were you, Seth?
Well, I wasn't anything. A skeptic, if anything.
Oh, a skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
What were your parents? If you want to say, you don't have to say.
They were, up until very recently, either very private or very against any sort of organized or not religion.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently, they've begun practicing with the Lakotas.
Lakotas?
Mm-hmm.
The Sioux, the Indians.
Yes, yes.
Are there Lakotas up there where you guys are?
Yeah, they're in the area. They have a plot of land up in Oregon that they use for an annual festival, and they're just scattered all through the area, and we've got a goodly chunk of them in Butte County.
No kidding. So they're not in South Dakota, then? Your parents don't live in South Dakota?
No, we're in California.
Mm-hmm. Your parents live where you live. You're living in the same house.
Not in the same house, but in the same town.
Same town, I see. Well, that's very interesting. Uh-oh.
Oh,
we
like
have someone calling in.
We've got a caller. I'll put him on.
Now, I can't understand why no one would want to call in, but we'll try them. Go ahead.
All right, caller, you're on the Don and Wynn Show.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
It's Jareth from Dream Path, and I have a question for Wynn.
Jareth. Jareth?
Yes.
Hi there.
How
Thank you for
you?
Calling. Go ahead. I don't know if I can answer, but I'll try.
Okay. Well, Wynn, I'm curious. When you say that you receive messages from beyond through other people, Are these people just coming into your sphere at the time and they just start channeling out of nowhere, or do you feel that it's always a person that comes into your life for a certain length of time that is here to give you messages, or do you...
Well, actually, if I start on this, I'll probably talk a lot about it, which I don't mind doing. Sometimes Don gets tired of hearing it, so... But, do you know who Edgar Cayce is?
Yes.
I've written a book, or I wrote a book, which is published in all the bookstores in America now, called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And in the book pretty well proves that Edgar Cayce is back in a body right now as a young man. And it then explains what's happening on our planet from what I believe to be the same source that spoke through Edgar Cayce. And that I started writing this book in the year 2000, and as I was writing it, it was pretty phenomenal in the sense that I said, how do I know this is true? I mean, I knew the guy was Edgar Cayce. If you read the story, the circumstances tying him to Edgar Cayce are billions to one. And if you go to my website, I'm going to give you a website. This is my overview website, and it has subsidiaries, so you can read about all the different things. Higher-vision.org. Higher-vision.org. And it has a link to the Cayce's Back website, which talks about the book. And while I was 2 years into writing the book, I had a personal relationship come into my life that would, whatever else we were doing, they'd interrupt and say, those guys want to talk to you, and they still were channeling. Now, I didn't look for this to happen. I didn't want it. I didn't, you know, it's not like I asked. It happened quite spontaneously. And I had a voice come through this person that identified itself as the Council of Elohim. And I looked up the word Elohim on the internet, and it said God of the Old Testament, the creator God of our realm. And I asked them if it was the same Elohim, and they said it was. Now, I still didn't believe it, but I just kept asking questions. And during this period, which was 6 months, they answered every question to my, you know, to my great satisfaction, including making some extremely accurate future predictions and a miracle of healing. And if you go to the link called Conversations with My Girlfriend, you can read the story and you can read some of these original messages. And the woman who was doing the channeling became somewhat scared of it. And after 6 months, left me. And at which point, I started a renewed a relationship with an old friend of mine who said the first time we were together, said, those guys want to talk to you and get the tape recorder out. She knew what had happened to me prior, and they continued their conversations with me through a second personal relationship. I mean, all the story, you know, the complexity of it is, you know, if I keep talking about it, I'll take up the rest of the show. But I recommend you read my website, which is higher-vision.org, and you can read some of the stories on there with a lot of the channelings on there. And they're pretty interesting and pretty informative concerning what's happening on our planet. Does that answer your question?
Not really. I'm just curious. Like, I have read your site. But
yeah.
I'm curious as to, like, are you still with this most recent woman? Is she still channeling for you? Girlfriend?
I'm still involved in channeling experience right now with a personal relationship, yes.
Yeah. But I was just wondering if you are putting out some sort of energy when you meet people, that these messages are coming through anyone that comes in close contact with you. I find that aspect fascinating. It's almost there's a fear factor in you to channel it yourself, but you're meant to be one of the channels, quite possibly.
Well, actually, I've come to understand this in quite a bit of, I think I understand it because I've had so much chance to ask questions and have them answered. One of the reasons they're doing it this way with me is because when it comes to channeling, first of all, they're very smart about how to get information into this realm. And it's by doing it through personal relationships.
Unfortunately, folks, Seth had to hang up.
Who had to hang up?
Yeah, didn't you feel it? You must have. I mean, you know, I don't know. What did you do, Wynn? You cut the connection or something because, you know, I just feel this overwhelming thank you to you, you know? Overwhelming thank you to you, Wynn. I just am overjoyed with all this gratitude.
Don, do you have a headache, Don? Are you taking drugs, Don?
Overwhelmed.
When I'm the one with the migraine.
You are?
Yes. I'm just wondering if it's a channeling energy.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you know what was, you know, I'm really, it's good to be here. It's good to be back. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you.
Is Seth off the line now, Don?
Well, he must be.
I thought Seth was in there with you in the office.
You mean you're no longer channeling him?
Pardon me?
Exactly.
This is another silly evening of the Don and Wynn Show.
So who do we...
Okay, Don, I'll toss it over to you. Don, make yourself interesting.
Wynn, I love you. So did you enjoy Seth?
Did I enjoy Seth?
Yeah. Now that you got to know him a little bit, what do you think?
He's a very nice guy.
Isn't he great? I'm hearing
myself.
Have
somebody on the phone on the line here with us, Don.
Thanks, Seth. What's that?
We have someone on the phone on the line with us right now.
Okay.
Wait a second.
I'm just adjusting. He said it differently.
Was her name Sanjeet?
I think she hung up.
She did.
Yeah. Were you talking to her?
I was talking to her, and then you came in the middle of it.
Right in the middle.
Yep.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yep.
Wow. Perfect timing.
Probably scared her away.
Probably.
Well, Sanjeet, you know, there's a lot of I think I've got your name right. There's a lot of information on higher-vision.org, some of the talks I've given about this. Maybe you'll find it answered in the context, the question you asked in the context of that. The answers are really, really not easy and quick to give on the Don and Wynn Show. And so...
You're all business today, Wynn.
Pardon me?
You're all business today, aren't you?
I'm all what?
Oh, yeah, all business.
I'm all business?
Are you all business today, Wynn?
No, I'm all Wynn today.
Are you? Ah, so you've been talking about Wynn, then. Fab.
Well, I'm talking about Wynn, I'm talking about Don, I'm talking about BBS Radio, and we're talking about your mother.
She's great, isn't she?
Yep, and saying nice things about her.
You don't need to Wynn me.
I don't need to Wynn you?
No. I'm already winned. This is the Don and Win Show. You don't need to win me. You got me. You had me. And hello.
Your mother said she thinks I'm finally standing up to your sense of humor.
Well, she didn't mean stand up to it like a blockhead. She, you know, meant it in a more sophisticated manner. I'm sorry, Wynn.
Don't be sorry. You can't help it.
I can't, truly. This is me.
I know it. It's you are me. The way you are. You
I am the way I am. I am that I am.
You know, I have to say one thing, Don.
Yeah, your voice is breaking up.
I have to say that you have one of the best laughs on talk radio.
Well, thank you. You're kidding, of course. But thank you.
You're very welcome. And you need to. You need to have that kind of a laugh for the kind of jokes you tell.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, those jokes belong with those laughs.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Well,
I only laugh
like
that on this program, you know.
Right? You only act like that on this program?
No, laugh.
I only laugh like that on this program. Well, isn't this the only program you're on the air on?
That's right.
That's right. This is the only chance.
Exactly.
I surfaced the hidden jester in Don Newsom.
Gee, I hope that isn't sexual, folks. What did you mean? I'm scared to ask.
What did I mean?
Yeah. Might as well tell everybody.
About surfacing the hidden jester?
Yeah. Hold that thought, would you, for a second? Truly, hold that thought. You're probably used to that. Just bear with me.
I don't know if you guys are listening to us or not. Uh-oh.
We got a caller. All right, I'm back. Let's put the caller on. Caller, welcome to the Don and Win Show.
Hi, this is Allison.
Well, hello, Allison. Pleasure. You got feedback.
I do.
Hi, Allison.
Hi. I was just listening. I was listening because I was enjoying the show.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I just have one comment to make. That I was doing, Seth was mentioning that he was a skeptic. So I kind of did the name Seth, and that's the number of the skeptic because it's a 7. And then I was listening to Wynn. Of course, I've looked at his websites and read a lot of his stuff. So I was just doodling around and did Wynn's name, and he's a 22, which is the most powerful of all the master numbers. So I thought it was really interesting how y'all confirm the numerology. So
interesting. Wynn. So your Wynn's a what? A 22?
Mm-hmm. Well, the name Wynn.
Wynn. But but it's not his birth name, is it?
Is it?
No.
But it's what he goes by?
It's what he goes by. Okay, so they're... Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's using it for the show. He's picked it for a reason.
Ah.
Yeah.
So what would and mean? Like the and in between there. Do they have any significance?
The and?
Well, it's the Don and Wynn.
No.
Show.
You throw them out.
Oh, you throw them out?
Yeah.
Okay, just use the first name or, yeah.
Well.
So what is the numerology of our entire show?
I didn't do the numerology of the entire show. I was just looking at.
Can you?
Yeah.
Do it. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, okay, let's just look. We got.
I love you. This is great. Folks, this is visible by now. Or Allison Bauman. Bachman. You pronounce it Bachman.
It's not my name. It's my husband's name. I would have picked something different.
How do you pronounce it?
Bachman.
Bachman.
Yeah.
But it's really not spelled that way, isn't it? Is it? Well, it would B-A-U-C-H.
It looks like Bauman, I guess.
Right.
It's better than my maiden name. If I told you my maiden name, you'd all have to laugh. My maiden name was Foot. Okay?
What is your maiden name?
My maiden name, I was born with the name Allison Foote, okay? You deal with
Allison
that.
Hook. H-O-O-K, right?
F-O-O-T-E. Yes.
Foot.
Yes. Yes.
I love it. I think it's fabulous.
Is it fabulous?
The fabulous Foot.
Yeah.
Fab Foot.
But anyhow,
I like it.
Just, it was just fascinating me with when, you know, and of course I would love to get his name at birth, but using the name Wynn, I was just kind of thinking about it. Of course, the Y is in there, and that's always significant because that's a 7. That shows wisdom and a desire with a connection to the spiritual. And hearing, you know, just doing the numbers, and it was a 22, and that's the master builder. So you have the psychic ability, the connection to the spiritual realm, but also you have the ability to be grounded and to bring forth that information and actually do something with it. So the name Wynn is a very powerful name.
Interesting.
Don, your name,
is it the W-I-N would be different than the W-Y-N-N,
yes, exactly,
correct?
Exactly,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Don, your name is just warm, and it's nurturing, and it's wanting to be of service. You're just, that Don is just, God has a nice vibration. So
it greets you every morning.
Huh?
It'll greet you every morning.
That's right. It always makes everybody feel good. And Seth is a skeptic, so I thought that was interesting. Seth is actually, what Seth wants to do, and I would like to see his chart too, but what he really wants to do is he isn't going to accept anything on just because somebody told him so.
That's right.
He's actually going to ferret for the truth for himself.
Exactly.
And he actually carries the wisdom
he does.
Of the ages with him.
Wow, see.
It's not a matter of him
I hope
learning.
He's listening to this, or will, because keep going, please.
It's not a matter of him learning. It's a matter of him remembering. And so he actually is going to search for the truth most of his life, and then he won't accept anything on just because somebody tells him. He's going to actually prove it to himself. So that's interesting. It was just hearing what he was saying, it just kind of vibrated to that number, and that's what the number was. So.
You're amazing. You're
no,
amazing.
I was just hanging out, listening, enjoying the show. And Wynn, by the way, I think you're awesome. I love your sides. I love what you do. Did I scare him away?
You know, that depends. He is Wynn. You know, he chose that name for a reason.
Of course he did.
Sure.
Of course he did.
I'm glad to hear everyone talking about me.
You see? Case in point. He,
at least I know two people in the world are talking about me.
Wynn, we love you.
Yeah, we do.
You have no idea. You know, I truly love you beyond measure because you're an extreme personality that truly wants to be of the highest service. You can't help it. That's the beauty of you. I see
well,
that.
Compliments will get you nowhere, Don.
Well, you know what fascinates me about him is, and I suppose this is getting back to me. No, just kidding. But when I was reading all those books when I was a child, one of the first books that I picked up, of course, was Juno Jordan in the numerology book, Romance in Your Name, which has kind of got me started on numerology. But I can assure you that the early reading, even as a child, I was reading Edgar Cayce, the biographies and that sort of a thing, and whatever I could get my hands on. But just recently, I actually had another Edgar Cayce book, and I was remembering, it was referring to an older book, and I actually was remembering that I actually read that, so...
We choose
I've always
our
been fascinated with Edgar Cayce, even as a child.
We choose our names.
Yeah.
You know, interestingly enough, we actually choose the names we will go by.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because my folks had it in their head to name us different things all the way up until we finally, literally, fairly close. You know, they had made changes a few times until they finally landed on Don and Doug. And that, I believe, of course, was the influence. You know, we actually do choose our names.
Well, yeah, numerology absolutely
yeah.
Does you choose.
What were they going to originally call you, Don?
Well, I'll let my father tell you that one, but there was quite a number of choices.
Mm-hmm.
Some my father favored more than others.
What was it?
Well, I'll tell you another day.
Oh, come on, Don.
Is there a Eugene in there somewhere?
No, not at all, not at all. I'd have to actually sit down and explore it because there was quite a number and I'd have to put it together. And if I said something wrong and they were, you know, it wouldn't have quite the same significance because we're talking about names here, right?
Right. Well, the name, your name is your autobiography, so yeah.
Exactly.
You got to get it right.
Well, exactly.
Right. So, well, listen, I didn't mean to take you guys' time. So.
Oh, no, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
I was just observing.
Thank you so much for the nice things you've said about me. And I hope, you know, one of the things that I'm doing, which seems to be really people are finding a lot of value, are these Monday night conference calls, which are live on BBS now from 6:30 to 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have this idea that these group soul energies are coming online and working with people who are asking for that kind of help. And there's been a lot of amazing phenomena, miraculous things, and most of all, people having personal growth as a result of checking this out. So anyone who's listening and wants to come in on 6:30 on Monday, please check it out for yourself. Check out the website higher-vision.org, and you can read a little bit about what we're doing and see if it's something that, if you resonate with it, please show up.
Agreed. And, you know, it's like, you know, you channeled, you know, BBS radio, sending our signal down the tubes. I love it.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
When you hook up to that conference call, do you call into
BBS,
or do you
phrase.
Have a special number?
I'm sorry, Don was making some static there. Say that again.
Static! Folks, I'm sorry, I have to interject. That was such a tastefully stated word.
If somebody wanted to call in to that conference call, do they just call BBS and they're on, or do they have to call a special number?
There's a special number, and if you make the request...
It's always a special number on the Don and Wynn Show.
I'm not taking calls on BBS radio. We have a conference line number, and if you ask for that number, if you go to the website, there's an email that says, please send me the number, I'm really interested. I heard Wynn on Don and Wynn Show. Somebody will send it to you. But it's just, since it's a conference line, and we're maintaining, you know, a certain kind of energy, I don't put the number out publicly, but it's not really private, and, you know, we want people to call in. You can listen to it on BBS, but if you want to interact, and we call in the light, it's not a discussion group. It's where we read channelings. We've had some live channelings.
We had one earlier.
And we had Seth on. That's not a channeling, but that's okay. Well, we're all channeling, as far as that's concerned. But nonetheless, there's an incredible energy on the line, and you're welcome to join in.
I actually listen to it after. My show gets done at 6, and I actually listen to it.
Oh, you listen to it?
Yeah, I was listening to it. I wasn't on it, but I was listening to it on BBS.
Oh, in the archives,
you mean? Yeah, I was listening.
Yeah. Well, go to my website, or you can just send info@higher-vision.org, and anyone else can say.
You know, there's actually a few great people that channel on our network. We could fill our audience in about. You have an hour Monday, every Monday, to go nuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this hour, when I'm going to put my damn foot down. It's not about you, man. It's about the love we have for you, baby. Okay?
Okay. Throws your foot down?
My foot's down, buddy.
Okay, guys.
Try to lift it.
Okay, guys. I'm going to let y'all go.
Okay. No, you better back out of this, baby. It's going to be a fight.
Y'all have a good night. Love you.
All right. We love you. All right. Bye.
God bless you all.
All right. I just hung up on her. She's wicked.
Yes.
She's wicked.
sounded wicked, Don. Really bad. I don't know why you let people like that even on our show.
Like who?
You know, the
yeah,
the people that you let on.
Like who? Who did we just let on?
That lady that really likes me.
What's her name?
Jennifer, was it?
No. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't, Wynn. It wasn't Jennifer. You know what I mean?
What was it?
Wynn, I love you.
Yeah, we've said that 10 times.
I know. I'll say it 10 times more.
Good. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll just be quiet, and you just say, Wynn, I love you 10 times. Go ahead.
Not going to do it, Wynn. I can't do it.
It's not spontaneous, is it?
I just can't do it, Wynn.
You see?
You were right. I couldn't do it, Wynn. Amazing.
You could not do it on command.
You know, I was talking about an area in Canada that comes called Penticton. Have you ever heard about that area?
Mary in Canada?
An area in Canada.
Yes.
In British Columbia called Penticton. Beautiful area.
Mm-hmm.
And all day long I've been wanting, huh?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's in the Canadian desert.
Mm-hmm.
Just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Beautiful lakes. The people are wonderful. It's kind of like a European village. It's clean. It's just beautiful.
Now, what brings that up?
No, I just was thinking about traveling, seeing my mother, making plans, and visiting some people up in B.C., and maybe even heading up to Penticton, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
We could be live from there.
We could.
Now that you've got people to run your network, you could be anywhere.
I can be everywhere.
You can be everywhere.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The infinite man.
You are everywhere.
Well, we have about 3 minutes. So why don't we close by calling in the light? Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to bring Seth in. Wynn, and Allison, love your show. It's visible by numbers, folks. It's such a fabulous program. Wow. I mean, you want to talk about a lady who knows her stuff and will not only know it mathematically, but will know it intuitively on an advanced degree. Extremely beautiful lady.
Was that Allison that was just on, Don?
Yeah, Bachman.
Allison, does she have a show with PBS?
Yes, actually, she does.
She does? Oh. Well, tell people about her show.
Well, it's something to be experienced.
Uh-oh.
Like most of the shows on our network. I mean, Matthew and Friends, that hour, wow. You want to talk about powerful channeling that to me rings true in every single way? And mm-hmm. Carolyn Evers and others that are just, I mean, on our network, fabulous. Fabulous.
We've had Carolyn Evers on our show, yes?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, let's call in the light and get ready for the Dr. Fred Bell Health Science and Energy Show. It's coming right up.
I thought we were going to go a half an hour into Dr. Bell's show so he could pay us back for last week.
Well, you just went half a minute into his intro I was giving. So it's about equal, I would say, on some relative level, right?
Uh-oh, there's Dr. Bell saying, you guys get off.
Well, let's call in the light. Let's call in the light, but I'm going to put this caller in and hopefully...
That line, we'll call in the light.
Caller?
Father?
Uh-oh. Hello? Mom?
Hi.
Thank you for coming, but I answered it a little late, so thank you, but you're going to have to just sit and call in the light with us.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you your helper sounded terrific.
I love Seth, Mother. This guy
is just a fabulously wonderful guy,
and he's going to be perfect here. You know, everyone we've brought on board is going to be perfect. And,
it
just takes a great energy of people with great hearts to make it happen. Yes, he is.
Right.
He is.
Right.
He'll fit his name in every degree.
Don, we have to dump your mother, because otherwise we're going to be going into the Dr. Bell's time. Okay.
And you two guys just
you have to call
just
her
get along.
Can't call in at the end of the night.
Okay.
Mama,
I wait here for you to call in the light now.
But you can join us, okay?
I love you all.
Thank you.
I love you too.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of light to surround Don, Hildy, and myself. And every one of you who are listening right now, we'd like you to feel this energy that's radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And that each of us is part of the oneness of all of creation. And holographically, we connect with each other. We expand our energies right in this moment and create one giant group energy. And we bring in and blend with those group energies on the other side who are positive, service to others. And at this moment, we ask you to think of circumstances, people that you would like to send healing to, and access this energy and send that healing energy to those people for the highest good, for their highest good and the highest good of all concerned. I particularly want to send this energy to Hildy for her health and her husband for his health. And we send this energy around the world for the principles of peace, compassion, and understanding of all people. And on that note, we wish you good night. We wish you blessings for this week. And we hope you'll tune in next week, Saturday night, for another edition of the Don and Wynn Show.
Folks, thank you very much for tuning in to the Don and Wynn Show. Mother, always a blessing to have you with us. Always. I love you.
I love you, too.
And, folks, coming right up, we have a wonderful program, Dr. Fred Bell. His Health, Science, and Energy Show will be up in a moment, so stick around.
I love you. Ugh.